Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Help! I Am Ruining My Kids: A Gospel Guide for the Mom Who's Desperate for Change by Abby Wedgeworth is a Christian parenting book written for mothers who feel overwhelmed by guilt, fear, and the sense that their ordinary failures are harming their children. Framed as a practical gospel guide, it does not argue that motherhood can be mastered through self-improvement or stricter discipline. Instead, it centers on the idea that lasting change comes through grace, honest self-examination, and dependence on Scripture. The book speaks directly to exhaustion, reactive parenting, shame, and the pressure many mothers feel to be both competent and spiritually exemplary. It also reflects Wedgeworth's own candor about postpartum struggle and the limits of willpower. Positioned within the faith-based parenting genre, the book aims to offer both theological encouragement and concrete habits for change, helping readers replace self-condemnation with a more realistic and hopeful approach to parenting. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, gospel-centered change replaces willpower-based parenting. A central claim of the book is that mothers do not need more self-discipline alone. They need spiritual transformation. This matters because much parenting advice assumes that better behavior follows from stronger resolve, sharper techniques, or tighter routines. Wedgeworth instead frames change as something God accomplishes through grace and the Spirit, which shifts the problem from personal inadequacy to dependence on the gospel. That does not remove responsibility, but it changes the basis for action. The reader is encouraged to see obedience and growth as responses to grace rather than attempts to earn worth. In practical terms, this keeps the book from becoming another performance manual. It gives exhausted mothers a different starting point: repentance, trust, and renewed attention to Scripture. The emphasis on gospel power also helps explain why the book is especially aimed at women who already know what they should do but cannot consistently live it out. The issue is not mere information. It is the deeper need for inward renewal that can support lasting external change. Secondly, the book addresses mom guilt, shame, and self-condemnation directly. One of the book's most distinctive strengths is its focus on the emotional burden many mothers carry after repeated mistakes. The core problem is not simply bad habits, but the mental cycle that follows them: guilt, shame, and harsh self-judgment. Wedgeworth treats these responses as spiritually and psychologically exhausting, especially for women who already fear they are damaging their children. Rather than minimizing that experience, the book names it clearly and offers a different interpretive frame. Failure is not denied, but it is also not treated as proof that a mother is beyond repair. This is important because shame often makes change harder, not easier. When a parent sees every mistake as evidence of total failure, the result is defensiveness, hiding, or despair. By contrast, the book argues that grace can interrupt that cycle and make honest change possible. The focus on guilt and shame also broadens the book beyond technique. It is not only about what moms should do differently, it is about how they think about themselves while doing it. Thirdly, realistic limits and expectations are part of the biblical roadmap. The book repeatedly emphasizes that motherhood should be approached with realistic expectations, not fantasies of perfect control. This is a meaningful theme because much of a mother's frustration comes from expecting herself to function beyond her actual limits. Exhaustion, emotional bandwidth, mental health, and daily demands all shape how a parent responds, and ignoring those realities can intensify failure. Wedgeworth's approach does not excuse harmful behavior, but it encourages honest assessment of capacity. Identifying parental limits helps mothers distinguish between what they can responsibly change and what requires patience, help, or a different strategy. In this sense, the book presents realism as a form of wisdom. It is biblically grounded because it takes human weakness seriously rather than pretending that ideal parenting is attainable through effort alone. The practical value is significant when expectations become more accurate. Shame often decreases and clearer action becomes possible. This gives the book a more sustainable tone than many parenting resources that assume constant emotional availability and near-perfect consistency. Fourthly, Scripture engagement is treated as a practical discipline for exhausted moms. The book is not only reflective. It also promotes specific habits for staying connected to Scripture in ordinary, depleted seasons. That emphasis matters because many parents feel that spiritual disciplines require long, uninterrupted time, which can make them feel further behind when life is hectic. Wedgeworth counters that assumption by presenting a simpler and more accessible approach to Bible engagement, including the idea of using brief, repeatable methods such as the 3-5 method discussed in related interviews. The underlying logic is that Scripture is not just informational but formative. It is meant to reshape perception, affections, and responses. For a mother under pressure, this is especially important because change often begins with what she repeatedly attends to. The book therefore links spiritual habits to practical transformation if a mom wants different reactions, she needs her mind and heart to be steadily formed by God's word. This makes the book useful for readers who want concrete steps, not only reassurance, it also keeps spiritual growth from being framed as an unrealistic luxury reserved for calmer seasons of life. Lastly, kindness and repentance matter more than competence as a measure of righteousness. Another important theme is the book's challenge to the idea that parental worth is measured by performance. Wedgeworth pushes back on the tendency to equate competence with righteousness, which is a common trap for high-achieving or anxious parents. A mother may assume that if she can manage every situation well, she will finally be secure in her identity. The book argues instead that competence is not the foundation of moral standing, and that a kinder, more repentant posture is better aligned with Christian life. This reframing has two effects. First, it loosens the pressure to prove oneself through flawless execution. Second, it encourages a more compassionate approach toward children, where correction is not driven by panic or self-protection. The point is not to lower standards, but to relocate the source of dignity and stability. That makes the book especially relevant for readers who are caught between perfectionism and despair. Its distinctive contribution is to connect theological humility with everyday parenting tone, showing that gentleness is not a weakness, but part of a maturer response to grace. In conclusion, Help, I Am Ruining My Kids is best suited for Christian mothers who feel trapped between sincere desire and repeated failure, especially those who are discouraged by guilt, reactive habits, or postpartum-related struggle. It will also appeal to readers who want parenting advice that is explicitly theological, rather than merely psychological or behavioral. The book's main benefit is its reframing of change. Instead of asking mothers to become better through grit alone, it presents repentance, grace, and scripture as the foundation for real growth. That gives it a different feel from many parenting books, which often focus on technique, structure, or communication skills without addressing shame or spiritual despair. Its value also lies in its honesty. Wedgeworth does not present motherhood as a polished success story, but as a place where weakness can be named and redeemed. For readers in the same faith tradition, that combination of practical guidance and gospel-centered reflection is likely to be the book's strongest asset. It stands out because it speaks to the inner life of the struggling mother, not just her methods, and it offers hope without pretending that change is easy or instantaneous. If you would like to support Abby Wedgeworth, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.